From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ira Melman reporting the United States changes its path in Afghanistan. President Barack Obama announced plans Thursday to keep nearly 10,000 U.S. troops in Afghanistan through most of next year and 5,500 when he leaves office in 2017, thus casting aside his promise to end the war on his watch and instead ensuring he hands off the conflict to his successor. Obama called the new war plan a modest but meaningful extension of the U.S. military mission, which he originally planned to end next year. He acknowledged America's weariness of the lengthy conflict, but said he was firmly convinced we should make this extra effort.
This is consistent with the overall vision that we've had. And frankly, we anticipated as we were drawing down troops that there would be times where we might need to slow things down or fill gaps in Afghan capacity.
Military leaders had argued for months that the Afghans needed additional assistance and support from the U.S. to beat back a resurgent Taliban and hold on to gains made over the past 14 years of American bloodshed and billions of dollars in aid. The medical charity Doctors Without Borders Thursday launched a petition urging citizens to call on President Obama and the United States to consent to an independent investigation into this month's repeated U.S. bombing of its trauma hospital in northern Afghanistan, in which 22 people were killed. The charity, also known by its French acronym of MSF, in a statement emailed to VOA, said that the drive is a global initiative that will also be spearheaded by MSF offices worldwide. This is VOA News.